You guys are probably wondering why the first 10 seconds of the podcast was fucking quiet. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I was staring at the mirror, getting ready to record this video. But then, I remember this is a podcast. And you guys don't even have to look at my fucking hideous face. So why am I worried about my face? I honestly don't know. But thank God you guys can't see it, because shit. You looking ugly today. But hi guys. Welcome to my introduction of my podcast. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Kyle Connor, and I'm a current student at University High School. So, if you're at University High School listening to this podcast, you probably know me. What's up, guys? How are you? I know what you guys are thinking. Wow, a teenager starting a podcast? What could this kid possibly even talking about? Now, I just want to warn you guys that I'm not actually in a real podcast studio. I'm literally making this podcast from my fucking bedroom. So, you guys are going to be hearing some background noises, and I completely apologize for that. Not really, but it's courtesy, right? To say sorry, but you're not really sorry, so you just gotta pretend that you're sorry, so I'm sorry. But if Apple wants to sponsor this podcast and can send me some money, I would be willing to take that, because high school students need money because jobs won't hire me for some reason. You know? So, anyways, I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of crazy things that are going on in this world, but many people don't know about. This podcast will cover several different topics, some of them being about relationships, sex, friendships, and possibly politics. First off, I will go through every topic individually and give you a brief description of why I'm talking about each topic. I know what you guys are thinking. Politics? Are you fucking kidding me? But let's be honest with each other. None of us can possibly run away from politics. Politics are going to be around us forever. Hello. We are currently living in the 21st century. So, wake up, guys. Donald Trump is president right now, and it ain't looking too good right now with that president shutdown. President shutdown, government shutdown. But it did go away. But there's going to be another one if he doesn't get his fucking stupid wall built. Thanks, guys. Thanks for making Donald Trump president. But politics are a big part of this world, which is why we're going to be talking about politics in some of these episodes. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. What can I possibly know of a relationship? Is he like 70 years old? Yes, you're probably right. But I had my fair share of relationships. I had dated both genders, 3 boys and 2 girls. Now, each of these genders are very different, but at the same time, they're alike. Which is weird, because boys can act feminine. Girls can also act manly. Girls, I'm not judging you. You do what you want, girl. Boys, please act yourself, because feminine boys, ooh, femboys, that's not cute. First off, let's talk about boys. Oh my god, I had my fair share of boys this year, and Now for this first topic. We're also going to be covering about boys. We're going to Google deep dive into this field really fast. I like this one boy, or I did like this one boy, but I don't think we're going to be talking that much anymore, because I said one fucking stupid thing. And then, with that one fucking stupid thing, the whole world fucking collapsed underneath him. Like, holy fucking shit. First of all, you're 20 years old. I mean, not 20. 18 years old. I don't know where I got 20 from. I was probably thinking of another number, guys. But I know this is going to shock you, because one word can tear an entire relationship down. But I never knew this word could tear something down. And that word is whatever. Yes, kids. I said a simple word, and that word was whatever. Mind you, I'm talking to a boy. I thought boys were supposed to be masculine and strong. But obviously not. I swear to fucking God. Sometimes boys can just be as bad as girls in this fucking world. They cry over stupid ass shit. Now, girls, I don't want you guys to think that I'm stereotyping you guys as fucking crybabies, but trust me, you guys do cry over stupid shit. Sometimes it's annoying, but I try to keep it under wraps, because I don't want to start a whole controversy over this shit. Because I said girls cry like over stupid shit, because us boys, we cry over stupid shit too, become petty, and then blocking somebody for over stupid shit. For example, saying a word whatever. But oh my god, that was my brief introduction on relationships. Trust me. We're going to be talking about a lot of relationships in this podcast because I have my very few experiences with relationships. And trust me, there's going to be plenty more where that came from. Now, we're going to talk about friendships. Fucking Christ. Now, I know this is going to be hard to talk about. I honestly had a lot of friendships growing up. I don't care about losing anybody in this world because in this world, people are going to come and go. Sometimes they're your friend. Sometimes they're going to be by your side. Then they're not going to be ever there again. They're not going to be by your side ever again. It sucks, but that's honestly the world that we live in. Now, I used to like this one person. He's been my friend since elementary school. We used to talk throughout middle school, but then the second we got into high school, we stopped talking. Not like, we stopped talking in like person. Like, we didn't like have like an actual conversation, but we would stare at each other inside a hallway, but none of us would approach each other to even have a conversation. But that makes no sense, because you're staring at me. Come talk to me. I don't ever make the first move, because that's not me, because I say some stupid ass shit. Oh my god. And that's why I don't ever make the first move. Now let's go on to the bigger topic, which is sex. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen up. I never had like real sex, like anal sex. I'm too afraid to even try that shit. Every time I think about it, it freaks me the fuck out. And I'd be like, oh no, I didn't shave my asshole. Now trust me, saying that you didn't shave will possibly get you out of sex. Well, that's the villain. The person doesn't like hairy assholes or hairy pussies. Pussies can be hairy too. I'm not judging. I just like my stuff clean and shaved. No offense, girls, boys, you too. Because you guys know, you guys be having the bushes down there. And that's okay. That's totally your preferences, but everybody has their own preferences. Now, that person does like that stuff. I just want you to send my best regards to you, and hopefully you guys enjoy the night that you're about to encounter with that one person. Yikes. But I will say that I have given my fair share of blowjobs. Ladies, I advise you not to swallow a guy's sperm. It's so fucking disgusting, weird, and I hate doing it. Sometimes boys can be tasting like leftover fucking grease inside a deep fryer. You boys need to change that fucking flavor of your guys. You boys need to change that fucking flavor of your cum, because that shit is fucking nasty sometimes. Now I'll admit it, I do get some fine ass blowjobs though. No shade here. Anyways, thank you for listening to the very first episode of my podcast. Well, it was an official episode. It was more of an introduction. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.